Thursday. Today's November the 7th, and you're listening to My Farm. We're starting to see some changes in the weather pattern the last couple days. We're going to take a look at what that might mean as we go into the fall. Potentially some much-needed precipitation to increase that soil moisture. We'll have the details after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants. Simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Taking a look at your agricultural headlines, potential changes in the weather pattern look like they're in the future. In general, an upper level ridge of high pressure has been dominant over the majority of the country the last couple of months, not allowing storm systems to really move through the country. Now, some small ones have, but no ones that bring widespread heavy rain. The start to the change, an upper level trough of low pressure moved into the west, pushing the ridge to the east. Now, several more bursts of energy will replace the western trough, keeping the general pattern in place. This is the setup needed to generate large storms. The western trough provides the dynamics, and the ridge, with its clockwise motion around it, brings up heat from the south and moisture from the Gulf of Mexico. The combination is usually good enough to produce a storm system with a large shield of rain and potential for severe thunderstorms. Now, while the thunderstorms may indeed be severe, the storm systems are generally not ones that will result in large comma-shaped cloud signatures on satellite. A lot of the rain that comes from these systems will fall along the fronts, more focused than a widespread shield of a large storm center. But the middle of the country, which has seen little rainfall during the last couple months, will take whatever it can get. It will have multiple systems which to do so. The setup will not change much during this time frame, giving each low the opportunity to create areas of thunderstorms and heavy rain. A zone of good rainfall is forecast from Texas up through Wisconsin, where amounts are likely to be in the 1 to 3 inch range, with some amounts higher locally in those thunderstorms. Some moderately good rain up to an inch is forecast west and east then of that zone. To go along with the rainfall, there is some potential for a little bit of snow accumulating as well. Wyoming into western South Dakota is at risk of snow occurring at the end of the month, while an area east of the central Missouri region into the upper peninsula of Michigan could see snow falling in the early morning hours of October the 31st. In general, the snow will not last long with warmer surface conditions and overall warm afternoons. Now, some snow can also not be ruled out on the systems that move through the early to midweek across the northern areas as well. And despite the risk of a little snow, the precipitation is great news for those areas in the middle of the country who are done with harvest and trying to build up some much-needed soil moisture before the winter sets in, or get some moisture into the soils for applying fertilizer where soils have become too dry to do so. This quick calendar reminder, coming up on Thursday, November the 24th, will be Fall 2024 Ohio State Weeds University. This takes place at various extension offices around the state. Topics covered include drone applications, burr cucumber control, a update on weeds around the state from Dr. Alyssa Essman, our OSU Extension Weed Specialist, and new technologies in weed science. Now, registration is $40 a person, due November the 14th. You can register online at go.osu.edu. /24 Fall Weeds UNIV. Stay tuned, we'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to change directions and go from weather to food prices, as food price inflation has been high, but USDA says it's expected to be low this year and next. USDA's Gary Crawford has this report.
The food we bought at the grocery store went up in price in 2022 by an incredible 11.5% and up another 5% last year. But what about this year?
Grocery prices are predicted to increase by 1.2%.
Very, very low food price inflation. Economist Megan Schweitzer tracks food prices for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and she told us,
grocery price inflation has been lower than the overall inflation rate for over a year now, for the past 14 months.
14 months, pushed lower by several factors that affect what we pay for food at the grocery store. For example,
we've seen energy prices decrease by 6.3%. Gas prices, which is a subcategory of energy, is down over 15%. And then prices for unprocessed agricultural commodities, so those raw products off the farm, prices are essentially flat for those products over the year.
Now, I have friends that, well, they used to be my friends anyway, but I told them about Megan Schweitzer's 2024 food price forecast of only a 1.2% overall average increase in grocery store food prices, and my friends don't believe it. Some of them are saying food price inflation's got to be higher than 1.2%, and Megan says it is if you buy a lot of beef and use a lot of eggs.
Eggs is one of the categories that we're predicting to rise faster than its historical average. So we're predicting egg prices to increase by 8.8% in 2024 and by 10.5% in 2025.
But last month, egg prices were running almost 40% higher, 40% higher than a year ago. Beef prices running almost 4% higher. For 2025, Megan says it looks like food prices could rise again by about 1.5%. So as a shopper, though, wouldn't it be great if we just had one year in which food prices would drop below what they were the year before? I know I'm living in a fantasy world, right?
Typically, we don't see grocery price deflation or prices decreasing. Over the last few decades, we've only seen that happen twice in 2016 and 2017.
So there's hope for grocery store food deflation to happen, but Megan says don't hold your breath. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Thanks, Gary. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.